The U.S. Army Reserve is preparing to move the landing craft Monterey, which has spent all week aground near Kodiak. The vessel struck a rock and started taking on water late last week. It could be gone by noon tomorrow. Major Anne-Marie Daneker says extra personnel and specific equipment will be on hand.
Some of the concern is that when they start moving the vessel, they have to float it first, that there could be pockets of fuel or oil down there that could burp up as the vessel starts moving. So they're going to be personnel handy, and they'll look for any of these unseen pockets of fuel around the vessel. And if necessary, we'll utilize all the available assets to ensure that any leaking fuel is contained.
The crash into Humpback Rock punctured two of the Monterey's starboard fuel tanks, draining 8,000 gallons from one and somewhat less from the other. Enough diesel fuel leaked before containment booms were put around the ship that it could be seen along the Kodiak waterfront. However, there have been no reports of the fuel harming wildlife or habitat. Daneker says the Monterey will make the trip to Women's Bay under its own power.
Once the Monterey is at the dock, the 350 tons of construction equipment and supplies that are on the deck will be taken off the vessel and staged nearby. Divers and other engineers will do a damage assessment to the vessel. They will make it as seaworthy as possible with temporary repairs, and then eventually the Monterey will be moved to a yet undetermined dry dock for the final repairs.
This morning, in a letter to the Secretary of the Army, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski suggested that the Monterey could be repaired at the Ketchikan shipyard, which has the dry dock capacity to handle the 174-foot landing craft. Murkowski also urged the Army to do what it can to get the construction equipment to its destination near Neutok as soon as possible. Daneker says a military fact-finding investigation will be conducted to see what went wrong and caused the Monterey to hit a charred rock just off the Kodiak waterfront.